Hachette Audio presents The Blessings, written by Elise Jessica, read by Therese Plummer. For Catherine Pierce. Relief. It didn't take long for Abby to discover at college that most people did not have families like hers. Her roommates, Nicole and Mara, were amazed and amused by the letters cramming Abby's mailbox in the student union. Notes from her aunts and $20 bills from her uncles, newspaper articles about the Phillies and the Eagles, her little sister's drawings of stick figures and houses. Philly row houses, tall and wobbly, crowned, "Come home soon," which Abby taped on the wall above her bed until it looked like one of her aunt's refrigerator doors. Her roommates laughed. "I didn't get this much mail at summer camp." Abby had never gone to summer camp. She had never gone anywhere without her family. The entire clan. Aunts and uncles and cousins renting houses within the same two blocks at the Jersey Shore. They were a perennial mob at band concerts and Little League games. A discreet crowd of cameras in the living room before school dances. "Are you serious?" Mara had paused here, a spoonful of cereal halfway to her mouth. "Were you dying?" None of this had struck Abby as remarkable before. But since going to college, she has begun to perceive her own uniqueness, to recognize her family as something apart from other families, with its own rhythm and code. Epiphany. It was a term she'd learned in her James Joyce seminar. The sudden realization of a larger truth. On Sunday nights, Abby sank into the sound of her parents' voices, pressing the phone to her ear. It was 1992, and the hall phones were too public. The one time she'd talked to her mother there, voice trembling, she'd drawn sympathetic looks from the girls walking by holding flip-flops and plastic shower caddies. So she started going to the phone booth in the student union and sitting on the floor, listening to her parents' measured voices, their talk of ordinary things. Her new cousin Max's baptism. The 18 points her cousin Joey scored in the basketball game against St. Cecilia's. She was overcome with a longing so great that it doubled her over. Eyes full, knees drawn to her chin. The ruff from her new parka caught in her mouth. It was so cold in New England. Why had she decided to go to college in New England?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?